What's up, Sean?
How we doing?
Yeah, are you?
All right.
I'm just waiting on my friend to join.
True.
Because I could not. There we go.
Yo.
What's up, Logan?
What up?
All right, so what I planned on talking about was a little bit about the MLB awards that came out.
Okay.
I really only want to talk about managers and rookie of the year because I don't agree with AL rookie of the year. I didn't even see, okay, the A's, Melvin won over Cash. That doesn't really bother me, but we can still talk about it. I really just want to talk about why Ohtani doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I don't think he does either.
And then talk about the Patriots game
Yeah.
What did Ohtani
because
win? Oh, rookie of the
AL
year.
rookie of the year.
AL rookie. Okay.
Yeah. Talk about the Patriots game. Talk
Okay.
about Le'Veon Bell because he did not report,
Yeah.
I'm pretty
Yeah.
sure. I don't know. I never saw if he did. He
No,
he's
he
sitting nope,
didn't.
he's
He
sitting out.
didn't. He's sitting
He
out.
missed
He's
out
sitting
on
out on eight.
12 or 14 million, I think.
Yeah.
14.5.
Yeah, he
14,
missed
yeah.
out on 8.5
Okay.
so
We'll
far.
talk about that and then college football playoff. Look.
All right.
And talking about why Kyler Murray is going to be the next rookie of the year in baseball. Because he's the freaking GOAT.
Sports.
He got drafted by the White Sox or the A's, I'm pretty
Ace.
sure. Yeah.
He is.
Second overall. No, eighth.
Sixth.
Six? Okay.
Yeah. All right. We're going to start right at 2 minutes just
Okay.
so that I have an
Do y'all
easy
see the same
spot.
time? Y'all see the 136 or whatever?
I'm at 150.
I'm at
Oh,
153.
okay. So it's based on when you joined. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. 56, 57, 58. Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to episode 3 of The Prophecy presented by We the People Sports. I'm here today with Sean
How we doing?
and my good friend who is not with We the People currently, Logan.
What's going on, guys?
And today is going to be kind of a more focused episode on some specific topics since there wasn't much going on in the sports world this past week, so there wasn't a lot to look at. But first thing that we're going to hit is MLB awards have started to come out. Rookie of the year is out, manager of the year is out. Didn't really have any problem with manager of the year. You could argue that Kevin Cash deserved it with that Rays team, but Shohei Ohtani 100% does not deserve to win rookie of the year in
Not
the
at
AL.
all. Not at all. Didn't even play half the season, if you want to call it that, but give it to someone who actually played the full season.
Well,
Yeah,
and
that's kind of weird to me because we know in the NBA, like a guy doesn't play so many games and gets hurt and he's a rookie the next year. That's kind of like a weird rule. So it feels weird when something like that happens in baseball and he gets the rookie of the year.
yeah. Agreed.
and I don't remember the exact amount of innings. 1.2 that he pitched this year, and they were comparing his rookie year to
Yeah.
Babe Ruth's rookie year, and it was Babe Ruth pitched 100 more innings,
Yep.
batted better. Like there is, you can compare them all you want, simply because our generation, unless you're 100 years old, has never seen someone that can hit and pitch.
Right.
He's a great hitter, a great pitcher,
Yeah.
but the A's are going to ruin him if they use him as a full-time DH, full-time starting pitcher.
I just checked on it, Connor. 51.2 innings pitched.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
And
incredible.
he hit, I think, 16 home runs or 22.
22. Yep.
Yeah.
I've got it pulled up right now. Yeah. Which is
Those
impressive.
are,
Yeah.
yeah, great numbers for what he played. And he played a couple games with, like, knowing that he was going to have Tommy John. But, like, I think the best way that the Angels could use someone like Ohtani is make him a full-time DH in the closer if they're going to do anything.
Right.
Yeah, agreed.
There's no telling how long he's going to last if he's doing what he's doing right now.
He won't last more than 5 years,
Yeah.
which is crazy because guys like Babe Ruth threw 150 innings at a minimum
Yeah.
that long ago, and now throwing 200 is like the mark for having a stellar season.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, Ohtani, it says in 2016, At age 21, he hit 22 home runs, batted 322. That's got to be close to what he did this year. What was his batting average?
285. So I mean, not bad.
So it was a
A
little bit
little lower,
lower.
but
And
not
again,
bad.
that was in Asia where the competition's not nearly as
Right.
great. But Miguel Andujar
Oh, yeah.
went like he had a crazy season.
He's
I
who you're
won that. I
arguing
got
should win.
knocked. Yeah.
Okay.
I would have taken Andujar or Torres.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it says Ohtani got 25 of the 30 first place votes. The other five went to
Gosh.
Andujar. That's insane.
Goodness.
Like I get we
Wow.
haven't seen something of like Ohtani in a while, but still, like I
Yeah,
Andujar
you
definitely
gotta
had the
feel
better
like
year and
it kind of feels like a lot of that was just the hype behind it.
yeah.
And I don't know. He's a great player. If anything, he might be a little overhyped. I mean, he's obviously very skilled, but I think the hype is probably what gave him that award.
Yeah, I'd have
I
to
mean,
agree.
Andujar hit 297, 27 home runs, 47 doubles, and 92 runs.
Yeah.
He did suck on defense, but still, I mean, even Gleyber Torres hit 271 with 24 bombs in 123 games. Like, this Yankees team is going to be scary.
Yeah, it
Like,
is.
they had two people that could have easily won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
If they could get someone that knew how to manage a baseball team.
Yeah. Ugh.
So let's see, Ohtani, how many games? He played 104 games, so I missed 58.
Yeah, he missed all of September.
Okay.
It's not bad. I mean,
Yeah.
played most of the year, but still couldn't really pitch.
Right. To his
Yeah,
full potential.
I feel like if he could consistently pitch 50 innings a year as a closer, that would be a lot more realistic
Yeah.
for him to do and would lengthen his career.
Yeah. Because there's no way he keeps going as a starter. He can't keep that up.
If he does want to be a starter, he can't hit.
Yeah.
He would only be able to hit it when they're playing NL teams.
Yep. Right.
And then I would see him going to an NL team in free agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
the NL rookie,
it's an interesting. It's interesting. All right. Rookie.
NL rookie of the year, Ronald Acuña, he could end up being the next Mike Trout, personally,
Yeah,
I think.
I think everyone pretty much agrees with that. Acuña
Yeah,
being that.
he got 27 first place
He was a
votes.
beast all year.
Yeah.
Him, Ozzie Albies, they're gonna lead that Braves team to a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
Because
Braves have
I mean
got their best coming ahead.
he's 20 years old.
And
Oh.
Ozzy's pretty young too.
Yeah, like there's no reason that they do not they sh this year they weren't supposed to do anything, so I could easily like this was not a disappointment for them. But when your rookie is hitting 293, 26 home runs and 64 RBIs, like next year is going to be the NL is going to be a lot more interesting, I think.
Yeah. Were Acuña or Ozzie from Dylan Hayward?
I don't think so.
Okay. Because I know that they've acquired a lot of farm players and stuff. I didn't know exactly who they came from.
Let's look it up. Jason Hayward trade. I don't think so because that was so
Hayward, yeah,
long
Hayward was a
ago.
couple years ago, a few years ago, yeah. That's true.
He was traded for Shelby Miller.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah, that was ways out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, I don't know, that's a trade that I am still confused about
Yeah.
because like it, at this point you don't know if they're going to end up trading Acuña and Ozzie Albies if they want to go after something like that again and
Yeah.
deal their young guys. But I don't know, the Braves have built something, and
Yeah.
if they can get some
Yeah.
start, or I wouldn't even say starting pitching, I'd say relief pitching, then
Right.
they could actually pose a threat in the NL next year.
Yeah, and I mean their manager won manager of the year, so
Yep, Brian Snitker.
yeah. Where was he at
And
before the Braves? Do y'all know?
I
'Cause I hadn't known of
cannot
him.
recall. I feel like he might have come from a like an NL team or something.
Okay, I'm actually gonna pull it up.
Yeah, he's
Oh
only been
no.
on the Brave.
Yeah, he's been with the Braves since 85. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, on and off since 85, it says.
That's wild. That's crazy that he's been around that long and he's finally leading them to something.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he was the Braves' AAA manager. They were the Gwinnett Braves, that's why.
Oh, okay, cool, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it sounded kind of familiar.
Yeah.
Dang, Connor, when we had season tickets of the G-Braves, I must have been too young to realize who the manager was. I just knew Freddie because we were right behind him at first.
Yep. So that was a good time seeing all – because we saw Freddie Freeman and Jason Hayward go through Gwinnett.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that cool. that was –
Got a lot of foul balls from Freddie too.
Yeah. He's a fun guy. Mm-hmm. So NFL this week, not a great week personally. Insert Adam Jones GIF. Garbage. New England Patriots defense. Garbage.
Offense was worse. The offense was way worse.
I was not happy. I had to listen to it on the radio because I was driving during it, and
it couldn't do anything. Like you could see Brady just trying to force it to Josh Gordon or Edelman the entire time, or James White, and it just wasn't working.
Yeah, I saw some.
Go ahead.
I saw today that Josh Gordon and Julian Edelman each had 12 targets, and no other eligible receiver had more than 3.
Wow.
And he straight up admitted to it. Like, he needs to spread it out. And I think when Gronk comes back, that's going to put a lot more trust because we don't really have a tight end right now that is that threat over the middle. So he feels kind of rushed, I think. But I don't know, man.
Was it Dwayne Allen that stepped in?
Yeah, and he also
for Gronk.
Yeah.
So they got to hope for Gronk to come back, or else you're going to be seeing Jacob Hollister.
He got hurt in the game?
Yeah.
I'm a big Jacob Hollister guy.
I think he can be good as a receiving tight end, but I don't know about the blocking. He doesn't seem big enough.
I don't think he is. This is the first year that the New England Patriots have not had a problem with the offensive line.
I thought it was an issue against Tennessee. Brady was getting sacked and pressured almost every play he dropped back on. Jarrell Casey was bodying. Who is it in the middle? Ted Karras. Oh my God.
Yeah, that is true. This is the first team that we faced with an actual defensive line.
Yeah, Patriots had 40 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sony Michel had 31.
You're not gonna win a game like that.
That was the classic Patriots going into the bye week.
Oh wow, that is tough going into the bye week.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think that gives Gronk time to get healthy. Sony Michel will be back. Rex Burkhead is eligible to come off the IR.
Yeah.
Duke Dawson just got recalled off the IR.
Okay.
But
fill me in. How has Edelman been since he got back? I haven't watched a lot of
He's balled out.
He's been playing.
Okay.
He had 100 receiving yards.
I see that. Yeah, 9 receptions, 104.
104.
Corey Davis might have had his best game as a Titan so far.
Yeah, that was definitely
125 and a touchdown.
Yeah, easily. He was cooking Gilmore.
I remember him watching him at Western Michigan because PJ Fleck was the coach there at the time, and I knew he was going to be good. I didn't realize he was a first round pick during the season before he got drafted, but I see why now.
So Edelman on the season has 56 targets, 40 catches, 426 yards. He's 57, 54, 36, 104, 71, 104, and 2 touchdowns.
Okay.
It's not
pretty
horrible.
Solid for what? 4 games?
6.
No, 6 games. That's right.
Yeah. So 6 games, 420. What?
How old Edelman now? He's getting up.
32.
Yeah. Yeah.
42. So he's got. I don't know. I don't know what his contract is right now, honestly. I don't know how much he has left. But I think he's got one more contract re-up before he retires, probably. Dude, the year that I think this is what's going to happen. I think if the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year, Brady retires, Belichick leaves, and Gronk has already said he won't play for another quarterback, so Gronk will retire. Yeah. And that'll leave Edelman on the team.
Edelman's got one more year, and then he's an unrestricted free agent. I think maybe next year might be the last, depending on, like you said, how it goes right now. But I wouldn't be surprised because when he's a restricted free agent, he's going to be 34 years old. I mean, I can see him going to maybe a a team that's going to contend for a Super Bowl just to try to get another one under his belt. But at this
Yeah,
point,
but
he's got a few. So,
did you guys see what Deion Lewis said
oh my.
about? Dude, that pissed me off.
Oh, what did? Let me see. What did he do? Did he do anything good in the game?
I mean, he had like 40 yards. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, nothing crazy.
Nothing.
Not.
And isn't
nothing.
Isn't Malcolm Butler on the Titans too?
Yeah. Malcolm Butler. Loved
okay, so they were. This was personal
whole,
for them,
whole
wasn't it?
Of them.
On the fourth and sixth that Brady tried to force to Edelman that got batted down, Chris Hogan toasted Malcolm Butler down the sideline.
He was wide open. It was.
I was. Oh.
Like Brady's probably kicking himself. Like oh my God, that's the shit.
Yeah.
I dream about just wide open, like literally. Get yourself back in the game and choke.
Yeah, I
20
mean,
incompletions is not like Brady.
No, he had a poor game.
Yeah. Was that
and,
fair to say that's his worst game of the season or no? I think Lions was worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lions, he didn't have any targets.
Maybe he meant,
this game he had targets.
No, but it's tough.
I don't know, but when Deion Lewis said that this is what happens when you go cheap, the thing is, that's not what happens when you go cheap. That's what happens when you play a team that your head coach is a former all-pro linebacker for you. The starting running back is a former running back for you. The two starting cornerbacks were used to be starting cornerbacks for you. When the entire team is the old New England Patriots roster, that's what happens. It
was
nothing about money.
Was he claiming the Patriots of being cheap?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they wouldn't re-sign him.
Because they wouldn't re-sign him. And, okay, all right.
I mean, they didn't really make the wrong move. James White was clearly the better guy. And then drafting Sonny Michel filled his role. Rex Burkhead.
Yeah, Sonny's been good.
Bolden when Bolden left. But now just got a slew of injuries on there. But hopefully you get them all back.
I see right now that Edelman had a pass attempt. Was it a trick? Like the Philly special type thing.
Yeah, I went to Brady and Brady.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah,
Brady
trip.
Yeah, I did see that.
Poor.
That was disgusting.
So apparently, the New England Patriots are 29th and 31st in kickoff coverage and punt coverage this year.
Ugh.
Oof.
Like special teams is the New England Patriots thing.
Yeah.
When is this going to get better? Because that's when
so
you
kickoff and punt coverage, you said 29 and 31?
29 and 31.
It's disgusting.
Has there
like,
not been
I don't
a lot
know.
Of touchbacks?
I think, they
not
just,
even.
I think they just try and pin them and then they just end up blowing
the. Yeah, like the starting kickoff to the Tennessee game was a 53 yard return.
Got all the way up to
like, how are you going to let that happen to open the game?
Yeah,
it's just kind of like I know it's the Patriots, and by the time it gets to December, the end of December, January, they're gonna have it all figured out.
Yeah,
but because of that and being spoiled like that, you just wonder like how they can be this like how they can have this bad of a game this late in the year. Because
yeah,
it says
the Tennessee kick returner had 39 yards of return. Only two returns, but still.
Like, they're 2-3 away. Mm-hmm. And they are not going to have home field advantage unless the Chiefs just start to suck it up. Shout out Tyler. I hope the Chiefs get buried by the Rams this week.
Yeah. Damn.
Is that a guy with people that's a
Chiefs
fan?
I
want
to see the Chiefs
get
buried. But then also, the Pats are getting kind of lucky that the Chargers are in the same division and as the Chiefs because the Chargers are looking dangerous. And
oh, I'd much rather play the Chargers in the AFC Championship than the Chiefs.
Oh yeah, but the thing like the Pats like technically should be like the third or fourth seed right now, but because the Chargers are in that wild card spot, like they're holding on.
Yeah,
yeah. I think they're third. I think Pittsburgh is second.
Oh, after the beginning of the year, Pittsburgh had.
I think they started 1-2-1, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they've picked it up big time.
So, speaking of the Steelers, Le'Veon Bell, 4 p.m. today, did not show up. He lost $14.5 million, which is just – that's just a whole other topic. And so what is the official rule? Does he have to go back to the Steelers for another year, or is he a free agent?
I'm gonna be honest, I'm not 100% sure.
I think he's a free agent, but I'm pretty sure he just misses out on this whole contract, and like someone could have signed, like refranchised him or something, but I have no idea. Shit confuses me.
I just want to quote Le'Veon Bell really quick from 2013. He said in a tweet, "If you could sit out a year of a sport you play and you're not injured or something else is preventing you to play, then you don't love
Yeah, man, it's
So
money's preventing
I
him.
guess that
He doesn't
means
want
he doesn't
fourteen
love
and a half
football.
million. He wants 20.
I guess he doesn't love football.
He wants to be paid as an offensive weapon, not a running back.
Yeah, which that quote pisses me off so much. I want to be paid for my value, not for my position.
Didn't they offer him franchise tag?
14 and a half, yeah, that's what it was. And he said he wanted, I remember in the rap that he dropped, or last year before, like the previous year, not this season's franchise tag, but the last one. He got offered 70 million over 5 years, and he declined because only 15 was guaranteed.
Yeah, just
Like, give me $15 million, and I'll go out there and tear my ACL every week.
yeah. Look how James Conner's running right now.
James Conner is balling.
He's
I
an
know he
absolute
had that.
stud.
He had that rough week, the rough stretch, but other than that,
I mean,
I okay.
he plays
Hang
with a
on,
chip on his shoulder.
let me pull this up because I was showing some people this today. Le'Veon Bell last season over the first 9 games
Oh, yeah.
had 260 touches, 1,091 yards from scrimmage, and 5 scrimmage touchdowns. James Conner over the la like the 9 weeks of this season, 203 touches, so 57 less touches, 1,158 scrimmage yards, and 11 scrimmage touchdowns.
Yeah.
Touchdowns
And
issue.
you know how much they're paying him?
They're
Six
on
hundred
his
thousand.
rookie salary.
Yeah. It says he's making $578,000 this year. So
He's
that's
making
a
bank
pretty good deal.
once he goes. He's making
Oh
bank.
yeah. Oh yeah.
I think they're gonna lock up James Conner.
Oh,
Well, they've got him till
they
2020.
should.
He's got 2 more years after this on his rookie
Dude,
contract.
you know what I
So
really
maybe
hope?
2021 he can re-sign a bigger deal.
I mean, hey,
I
you
hope
heard it here
Le'Veon
for that.
signs. I hope Le'Veon signs whatever contract he does. I hope the Steelers sign James Conner
Connor to
to an
bigger.
extension worth like another like extra $1 million
Yeah.
just to rub it in Bell's face.
That'd be so funny.
And it'd be such a Steelers thing
Athletes
to
and
do to
sports.
damage
You've
their
got Le'Veon
franchise.
Bell, who's been in the league for a while, talent, the money. And then we've got James Connor who comes in trying to prove something. Doesn't care he's getting paid. I mean, he can't change that right now. It's a rookie contract, but he's playing football, and obviously he loves the game, so
They also got Juju on that rookie contract, boy.
yeah.
That man's a
Look,
stud.
the Steelers, I'd almost compare them to the Celtics, honestly, with their rookies and
Yeah.
who they have on rookie deals.
Yeah. That's a good
Like,
comparison.
and James Conner running behind the offensive line only makes him better.
So are we calling Big Ben Al Horford? The
Whoa.
old vet?
I mean, I don't know about that one. We don't want to disrespect Al Horford like
Oh,
that.
okay. Gotcha.
Big Ben's had like one good game all year, I'm pretty sure. Actually, don't quote me on that. I don't
Yeah,
know
I
that.
mean, he's gonna have good games just as a product of the weapons he's got around him, but
Yeah.
I mean he's on the decline for sure, but
So you could almost say that Ben Roethlisberger is a system quarterback, is what I'm hearing.
I'm still giving him
Interesting.
the top. I'm still giving him
I
one of
mean,
the top QBs solely because of all the weapons around him, and he just knows the game. Not that he can completely do it that much anymore,
yeah.
but he knows it. He knows the game.
I mean, he's on pace for 5,000 yards.
Yeah, he's still.
Yeah, there's some ridiculous,
Dude.
like five or six quarterbacks on pace for 5,000.
Juju has 760 yards already.
Yeah.
Wow, he's gonna have a big year.
And AB has 690.
Yeah.
Oh my. That's not okay.
Yeah, that's I can't really think of a wide receiver do off the top of my head as good as that. You could argue that Odell and Sterling Shepard is pretty good.
All right, we're not going to Odell.
No, I'm just saying some of the best duos in the league.
I'll tell you,
go
Julio and Ridley is going to be a good one for years to come.
Okay, but, never mind. John Brown's not on that team anymore. Yeah, Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Julio and Mohamed Sanu and Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to go A.J. Green, Tyler Boyd. Tyler Boyd's had himself a year.
Or John Ross.
Yeah, John Ross. I mean, John Ross has been hurt, but if he's going to become what he could be, like, he's just – he could be stud.
Yeah.
He could.
I would say we might be able to say Michael Thomas and Dez Bryant at some point, but that ain't happening anymore.
No.
That hurt my heart.
Yeah.
Second practice.
Apparently, it was like the last play too.
Yeah, it was practice. Last play. They were wrapping up.
Crazy, man.
Wow.
And they're signing Brandon Marshall though.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wonder what other team in the NFL could have used another receiving threat. Can you come to mind?
Oh, man.
But I'll tell you what, Larry Fitzgerald is increasing his argument of being one of the greatest wide receivers of all time. Oh, his name is always slept on.
He's no doubt one of the greatest of all time.
His name is never brought up.
What freaked me out and what surprised me so much was that when I saw he entered, what was it, 15,000 yards?
Yeah, he's now second all time.
Right, he's it's Jerry, then him, then I think, is it Cal?
T.O.
No, T.O., that's right. Seeing that Jerry had 22,000, like,
yeah, he's 7,000 yards short.
I've been alive pretty much all of Larry Fitzgerald's NFL career.
Yeah.
So to be alive during that and realize how long he's been in the league and to see he's still 7,000 yards behind Jerry Rice just blew my mind. Like, yeah. That was just crazy.
There's nothing to compare to Jerry Rice. I don't think anyone will ever catch that. It's just something that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you can compare size and speed and raw talent and stuff, but the yardage is just
incredible. Numbers don't lie.
I could see Larry playing to 42 if Brady's going to do it.
What's Larry right now? 38,
35.
39? 35. Oh, wow. Okay.
Fired before.
Dang, he's not as old as I thought he was.
He's always been in the league. Yeah, he'd have to have 7 straight 1,000-yard seasons. And that would be more impressive than breaking the yard record at that age.
And props to Larry, too, for being so loyal. Like, he has been with the Cardinals through thick and thin, and they're in one of their worst years right now, but he's sticking it out. I still wish he would have gotten that Super Bowl, but...
Yeah. That one came to me.
Larry coming to England.
Yeah, right?
Oh, where's the meme when you need it? Larry Fitzgerald spotted in Logan International.
Yeah.
Oh, every time a big name is mentioned about the New England Patriots, it comes up. But
he's always around the Patriots during like trade deadline or free agency when he's up. It's just like
it's always talked about, and it's never gonna happen. Guys, get over it.
Yeah,
it's not happening.
Everyone wants Larry. Yeah, he's just one of the most sure-handed receivers ever. Like, he barely ever has drops, and I don't know. He's a professional. He's what you want on your team.
He changed positions completely. He went from outside the numbers wide receiver to going in and being a slot wide receiver and like a do-it-all guy now.
Yeah. He's the full package. He's what every wide receiver should want to be. Like, I know every receiver – like talks about being like the next Randy Moss or Calvin Johnson because they made the highlight plays.
Right.
But Larry Fitzgerald just keeps his head down and just trucks.
Larry is one of the best blocking wide receivers ever too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think really sets him apart. Cause that's a very important thing for a wide receiver to have. And I think a lot of people like that's underappreciated nowadays. Because football, so much of football now is the West Coast fast-paced stuff, and that's all getting out to the hash mark, or getting outside the hashes and getting on the corners, and you need wide receivers to be able to block for that stuff. So,
yep. Say, Larry's just I don't think there's ever going to be another wide receiver like him.
just yeah, and can I, do I don't everything. Know anyone that doesn't like Larry Fitzgerald either. Like
exactly.
I've never heard anyone say they don't like him.
And I think that's why his name is never mentioned, because unless you're a football fan, you're not going to know who he is, because his name is never in headlines.
Yeah, he's never drama. Because
he doesn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
He just does what he's supposed to do and performs.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just he's I don't know. He's what every wide receiver should want to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you know, the new age of football and stuff. Everyone's about the flashy and stuff, and Larry's just kind of sitting back, just doing his thing, and no one's really noticing him, but
still getting
it done.
Not
about being the flashiest, but yeah.
The part of this podcast I was not looking forward to. Moving on to the inferior form of football, college football.
No, you can look forward to it.
I cannot.
I'd like to have good discussion.
Georgia Southern lost to UL Monroe and
Troy.
Hey,
Troy, I knew it was going to be a good game, but Louisiana Monroe, that was an oof.
I mean, I had to witness the BC Clemson smacking firsthand, so.
Yeah, you were there.
Yeah.
When
they returned that punt, it was the place.
I went crazy.
That was hype, but outside of that, not a lot happened.
No, not really.
But I'm still a little salty about AJ Dillon.
Yeah,
he was committed to my Michigan Wolverines, and I don't think Harbaugh wanted him to play running back, so he decided to go otherwise. And he's a beast, but it's okay.
You know who was actually at that BC game was the Giants owner.
No
idea why, but he might have been checking out Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence. Leave AJ Dillon alone.
I'm sure he was. So you were at the Boston College Clemson game.
Yeah. My aunt owns not owns, but she's like the vice president of like a bank around there, and she got tickets.
Wow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. About 20 degrees?
Yeah, it was chilly.
Yeah. Gosh.
So I'm not going to lie. I don't watch college football. Never have. Probably never will. Yeah. Only reason I've paid attention to it this year is because I'm actually in college now and I have a team to like look forward to watching. So I'm going to be looking at everything that we were talking about. Fair warning.
No, that's fine.
Why is UCF not in the top four?
Oh, their level of schedule is terrible. I don't know why
they have not lost.
I don't know why they put tougher teams on there, but oh.
Then why is Alabama?
Well, here's the thing. They're in the American Athletic Conference, which is not a Power Five conference, group of five. And the only thing they can control is their non conference games, which is typically 3 to 4 games depending on the conference. I don't know if they play 8 or 9 conference games. So they can schedule, you know, the 3 to 4 out of conference games. And last year and this year, they had home and home with North Carolina. Both of those games have been postponed because of hurricanes coming through both years. So that's a Power Five win they could have had that would have helped a little bit. But other than that, a lot of these schedules are made years in advance, and no one really saw this coming. So
yeah.
I get that Alabama's probably the greatest college football team of all time. Tua is going to be a beast in the NFL, yada, yada, yada. They have played nobody outside of these last 2 weeks.
All right. I have made that argument as well. I completely agree that Bama's the best team in the nation, and I think this is one of the best college football teams we've ever seen, up there with, like, Miami, Texas, USC. However, being an SEC, obviously, like I said, they can't control the conference schedule. Out of conference schedule, Bama's always got a pretty big first game. This year it was Louisville, and Louisville turned out to be pretty bad this year.
Bad. Yeah.
So that doesn't help them that much. Let me pull up their schedule. Arkansas State, easy win. Ole Miss, when Ole Miss has got a decent or pretty good team, they typically give Bama a pretty good game just because it's a rivalry.
Yeah, they'll play
this year, not so much. And that kind of shows how just dominant Bama's been this year. Texas A&M, I was really high on Texas A&M early in the year because at one point they were like 5-2 maybe, and their two losses were Alabama and Clemson, the number one and number two teams. So I was super high on Texas A&M. They've kind of –
And Kyler Murray is the future AL Rookie of the Year. But
well, he's on Oklahoma. He was on A&M. Oh, he transferred to Oklahoma.
Yeah. See, I don't know college
Which
football,
was
guys.
big, because, you know, A&M could have used him, but they've got a pretty good quarterback in Kellen Mond. But and then they played, let's see, Louisiana, Arkansas, pretty rough this year. Missouri, okay. Tennessee, rough. LSU and Mississippi State are the last two games. This is my thing, okay? And I guess I'll take this right into the college football playoff talk. A lot of people are talking about, what if Georgia beats Alabama? Now, I don't want that to happen because I'm a Michigan fan. We're sitting at number four right now, and I think that'd be a nightmare for the committee to decide. Do you put in a 12-1 Big Ten champion Michigan, 11-1 Alabama, who we know is a top four team? Like, there's no question. If they drop to Georgia, I still think there's no question they're top four. But the thing to me is, if they drop the game to Georgia, I see they have A&M was ranked when they played them, beat them. LSU, Mississippi State, and Georgia. Those four games were their ranked games. Mississippi State, eh. But I'd say LSU and Georgia were their tough games. That would mean they won one and lost one. So, personally, I don't think Alabama would deserve to be in. But if you're going off who the best teams are, you can't leave them out. So, that's just where it's really tough for me. Because, obviously, I'm going to be biased and want Michigan in, but...
What conference is Notre Dame in?
Notre Dame is not in a conference.
What?
So that
why is this a thing? Yeah, just put Notre them Dame all in conference. One conference.
There's only
the
a
NFL
few
playoff schedule. Oh.
There's only a few teams that aren't in a conference. Notre Dame is one of them. So my thought on that is they have to go undefeated to get in the playoff. If they drop a game, I think they're out of the conversation, which would help, you know, us, would help, you know, maybe Georgia, if Georgia were to beat Bama or Alabama or whatever. So I'm betting on Syracuse. I'm not betting on Syracuse. I'm hoping Syracuse can beat Notre Dame this week. That'd be fantastic.
Syracuse has almost pulled off some big upsets this year.
They're 8-2 right now. Choked in the fourth quarter against Clemson.
Yep.
They were up 23-13 in the fourth against Clemson and choked that game away somehow. I think their other loss is Boston College, maybe.
Goats. Let's go.
Yep.
Correct me. Boston College. So, not bad losses at all, but I'm excited for that game for sure.
Like, why not just freaking make conferences, have them ranked in the conference, and have 18 go to the playoff? Why four? Yeah. Genius signed that off?
Well, to me, that's just them being cautious because college football has never had a playoff. I mean, so they're like, all right, let's start with four, and we're going to be at four until 2021, I think.
Why sign a 10-year?
I know, kind of dumb, but we're all hoping that once that's done, it'll be expanded to eight. But yeah, so it's going to be a hectic year. I mean, if you look at it right now, if the top four teams went out, then that's the four. And it's super easy. But it's never been easy any of the years we've had the playoff. It's always been a really close call at the end. So that makes me believe that, you know, some upsets are going to happen.
True.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just college. That's what's always bugged me about college football, is there's always a team that gets left out that doesn't even get a chance to play for a spot. Like, right. Kyler Murray could lead Oklahoma over just about any team in the top five, I think. Like, just with their offense.
Right.
And they're not even going to get a chance.
Yeah. I've heard the arguments for Oklahoma, and I do think Oklahoma obviously has the offense to keep up with Alabama and or Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan, etc. But it's the defense. And I know, obviously, if you got a good enough offense, the defense, you can kind of overcome that. But when you're playing someone like Alabama versus Oklahoma State, like they played this last week, I mean, they gave up 47 against Oklahoma State, won by a point. And I don't think things are going to happen. Like, you know, people would assume, okay, if they play Alabama, it's going to be a shootout. But I don't think things would happen that way because the Big 12 is known for no defense, and Alabama would be the best defense Oklahoma has faced probably in the last few years. So
I'm not saying they would beat them.
Right.
I'm saying that they're not even going to get a chance for an upset.
Yeah. They need a lot of help. Oklahoma needs some help. Obviously, they need Bama to beat Georgia. And then I'd say they probably need a Notre Dame loss or a Michigan loss to Ohio State. They need some help. They can get in, but they need some help.
They need a lot of help.
Like, why not take the top 8 teams or 10 teams and just do it that way?
Yeah,
it would
I mean,
be
that's
so much easier.
I think that's what everyone's hoping for. Once the playoff is run through its contract, we're hoping for 8 teams. I think the simplest way to go with 8 teams would be the Power Five conferences. If you win your conference, you get in, and then you got 3 at-large bids. And in that scenario, maybe a UCF would get in.
Yeah,
and have a chance.
Yeah, give them their shot there.
Yeah, they might be the 8 seed playing, you know, the 1 seed Alabama. But if they got in, then there wouldn't be the uproar about it.
You mark my words, Georgia Southern's winning the Sun Belt Conference next year, and we're going to the playoffs.
Okay.
Freaking mark this down in the podcast. Vinny had some bold predictions the first episode. This is my bold prediction, about as bold as it gets. Shy Wirtz, Heisman Trophy. Gonna hit up the
needs a legendary year.
That would be I don't even know what I would have to do if that happened.
Needs a legendary year.
I don't remember what we said we were gonna do if Vinny's predictions of Gary Sanchez winning MVP happened.
Yeah, I forget what we said that he was gonna do.
We'll have to go back
yeah,
and
we'll definitely have to go
figure that out, because something tells me we're not going to have to do it. But yeah. That's just me being cautious. So, other than that, is there anything else that you guys want to talk about?
I mean,
if I get talking college football, I might go on a little too long. But ideally for me, the top 4 went out, and that's it. I'd like to see a Notre Dame loss, if anything, but I'd leave it as the top 4, probably the best 4 teams right now. You might argue Georgia over Notre Dame, but I'm going to say that Clemson has the best chance of beating Alabama. I think that's pretty obvious right now. Just how good Clemson's offense is and defense is, I think they probably have the best chance of an upset with Alabama. I think Joel Klatt said Alabama and Clemson right now would probably be about a 3-point Alabama would be about a 3-point favorite, so.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I mean, watching Clemson, it's just totally different.
And like we talked about Alabama, Clemson's not playing the greatest competition, but just like Alabama's doing, they're absolutely slaughtering the competition. So
yeah,
as long as you're doing what you're supposed to like that, I mean, they'll be good.
Man, I can't even compare the bad teams in college football anymore to the Browns, because the Browns are becoming very good.
Yeah, you're gonna have to compare them to the Jets and the Bills,
Cardinals.
Man, the Bills made a mistake cutting Nathan Peterman.
Not
greatest quarterback in NFL
history. They found their man in Barkley.
Yeah, no more 5 honestly. Interceptions in the first half.
When is Josh Allen coming back? I thought he was like week to week. They
no
should have
idea.
Just put him on
they
IR.
Just be wicked cautious with them since they already know plus season. They're like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, they should put him on IR and then take him off so he can get cut like Aaron Rodgers should have been. That was a sensitive topic last week. we went at it.
About Rodgers being cut?
Well, we were talking about Rodgers, Brady, Breeze.
Oh, right.
That was a fun 30-minute
conversation.
Well, of
those three, I think right now it's pretty easy that Breeze is having the best year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you give it a Breeze, then probably Brady. Then
Breeze is probably going to win MVP.
Yeah, Breeze is out.
Oh, yeah. I'd say Drew Breeze, Mahomes, they're
neck and neck.
Yeah.
Hey, what, Patrick?
Can't really leave out Gurley.
Yeah, Gurley, too. Those are probably top 3 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure the game in Mexico got rescheduled to LA.
LA.
Oh.
They're going to give
that picture of that field.
First responders there that have
been. Oh, that's awesome.
Union. So they're not going to make people pay for the tickets, and they're not really like getting like a home game. They're just going to be they're just giving it all to the first responders and everything of all those California fires.
Wow. It literally looks like that California fire found the Mexico field.
Yeah.
Really?
That Mexico field is ripped apart.
Yikes. Like, oh my.
Like, the game.
It looks like Caris LeVert's ankle did. Okay, I'm sorry. That was too soon.
Wow.
That was. No, it's okay. It was okay. It was just a dislocation. He's going to be back this year. I wouldn't have made that joke if it was serious. All
right. Yeah, that was good news to you.
Yeah.
Speaking of NBA, later this coming week, there will be an all NBA episode that is going to be the end of my life.
Oof.
But it's going to happen.
Tough one.
And I'm not excited about it, but it has to happen. So it's going to happen. And it's probably going to be an hour long of me listening in silence or complaining. So you all just be ready for that one.
Yeah, I probably won't be on for that one. I can't do that.
I don't think any of the regulars are going to want to be on for that one.
Yeah.
That was literally what we talked about the entire first episode, was just how much we hated the NBA.
It can't.
All right, Sean. Sean, you got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I mean, I would brush up on the Bruins, but they kind of look.
Rask is back.
Yeah,
Rask is good.
Rask kind of. Dude, I don't even know what's going on with him. I mean, he got like a couple days to go.
Yeah,
with his family or everything, and like, I don't.
What was it about?
I don't know. I don't want to. I don't want to call out the guy because I don't know if anything like actually serious is going on. But dude is kind of soft. He's been letting in bad goals. He just hasn't looked right at all. Thank God they have Block.
The Bruins in general haven't look the best.
No, it's their
top. Like, they've had their bright moments, but
top line has carried them to where they are right now.
They're not horrible. But
I'm gonna be completely honest. I have not really been following my Red Wings this year.
It's probably a good thing.
I know. Yeah. It's been a rough last couple of years. Switching up from literally every year of my life, they would make the playoffs, to being very, very bad. So.
Yeah.
Call me a fair weather fan, which I will admit to being, because I typically only watch the playoffs anyway, but, you know.
Hey, nothing better than playoff hockey. So.
Yeah.
Correct. Actually,
MLB Wait, Connor, wait a second.
MLB postseason.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That followed very closely
by
NHL.
All right.
We won't talk about my list.
What a fall for Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
They were on top of the world, even though they lost the Stanley Cup, and they just fell off.
Stanley Cup hangover.
With what cup?
Yeah, I know. It's just the whole idea. You were there. You were about to win it, and then all of a sudden it just gets ripped away from you by Ovechkin. You just can't come
back. They've fallen off, too.
You just can't come back from that shit.
We were just talking about my Red Wings, they're up 5-0 on the Coyotes right now.
Oh, there you go. Oh,
that's good stuff.
Dude. Oh, the Maple Leafs just look ready, and it's scary.
Yeah, I don't even have Nylander out there.
I think they actually have. We did beat them 5-1.
Yeah,
but
their defense still isn't the best, but their offense is absolutely loaded.
NHL is going to be very – the beginning of the season of the NHL is so hard to talk about, just like it is with baseball,
so much
because it's such a long season.
Right.
And you really got to wait until All-Star time to start really sitting down and talking about it. So when that happens – expect a lot more NHL talk
and
NBA talk, I guess. But other than that, guys, I think that is going to be it for episode 3 of The Prophecy, brought to you by We the People. Make sure you check out wethepeoplesports.com for all the latest podcasts and blogs. Make sure you check out our store. We have ugly Christmas sweaters coming out in about 2 hours,
yes, sir.
I think. If Joe gets them up, I don't know if he was still looking for designs or not. But if you do have designs for us, make sure you send them to him. Flood his DMs.
Yeah.
Tell him I told you to flood his DMs with ugly Christmas sweater designs.
Yeah.
But other than that, guys, make sure you check us all out on Twitter. It's Sean, what's your Twitter?
I'm at SeanPettipaw12, I believe.
Logan, what's your Twitter?
I'm at Logan_G_.
All right, and I don't use Twitter anymore, so you can still follow me if you want, @Connor_S_. Make sure you follow @Prophecy We the People or at ProphecyWTP on Twitter. Follow the main account and just make sure you DM us with any ideas you have for the show. If you want to hop on a podcast, make sure you let us know. But other than that, that is going to be it for episode 3. And we will talk to you guys later in the week with our NBA episode. Till next time, guys. Peace.